There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Wow her this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Country. Chicago's original sports talk station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The Wolves are home Friday at 7 and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com. With injuries defining this Bulls season, Coach Tom Thibodeau glad to have Jimmy Butler and Pau Gasol doing work.
I would say overall, I think the big thing is what Jimmy and Powell have done. And so as Joe and Derek are still working their way back, Powell and Jimmy have played with great consistency.
Butler leads the team in points per game, Gasol in rebounds. Tonight, the Bulls host the Kings. Mike Dunleavy is a game-time decision for that. Meanwhile, Kirk Heinrich is out. As for Sacramento, they fired their coach, Michael Malone. The Kings are now reportedly close to a four-year contract to make George Karl their new head coach. White Sox outfielder Tony Campana suffered a torn ACL while working out. He is now expected done for the 2015 season before it starts. Tigers DH Victor Martinez undergoing successful knee surgery today. He is expected to resume full activity in 4 to 6 weeks and be ready for opening day. Officials at Little League International met today. They are in the final stages of reviewing information on alleged residency violations of Jackie Robinson West. The Tribune reports a final decision could come soon. Tonight, the Fighting Irish will take on Clemson. Northwestern will host Michigan State. Those games, obviously, in college basketball. 10 is a great number, especially now that Metra's 10-ride ticket is discounted 10% off single-ride tickets. It's also good for a year. Can be shared by people riding together and gives you the flexibility you need. Metra makes your life 10 times easier for fare and schedule information, metrorail.com. 670 weather, chance of light snow and sleet overnight tonight, lows in the mid-20s, chance of light snow tomorrow with highs in the mid-30s. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
I got to say something. I'm going to get in a lot of trouble here. But what is this, hockey night in Canada or hockey night in Russia? All I hear, how great these guys are, how there they were, Detroit, the Fabulous Five. Now I'm hearing how great they are tonight. Can't intimidate them, can't scare them. How about the time when Van Itt ran over the guy and they walked off the ice? How about the time Clark broke the guy's ankle, they never won a game after? How about that? How about Messier? Wait a minute. Okay. How about Messier in Edmonton, waxed the guy, 42 stitches, they wanted to go home. How about tonight, they were losing, Canada was losing 1-0 tonight. Eric Graham slaps that yellow little Kasparaitis around. He hits the guy after a whistle. He submarined him, Primo, after an offside. It was 1-0. Eric grabbed the little rat, slapped him around a little. 3-1. Can't scare them. What is this? I'm sick and tired.
First of all,
hearing how great they are. They're down 3-1. They died. The Fabulous Five died. They are sucked, and they always have sucked. The only time we lost in the Canada Cup, what this should be called, was because when Mike Lemieux turned into a sieve, and we only lost one game. Other than that, they've done nothing.
Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
At 304, Chicago Sports Radio 6 said the score, Boers and Bernstein.
Well, that screed that you just heard was Don Cherry.
The
just
one and only.
Providing an absolute avalanche of wrong.
Well, he does that. He did all the time. That's what
and
he does.
He was talking about a Soviet hockey team that was certainly much better than he could possibly understand. And that is detailed in the new movie that has just hit theaters that's called Red Army. I believe it's playing at the Music Box near me and perhaps somewhere else near you. A movie directed by Glencoe native Gabe Polsky, who is joining us now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Well, Gabe, the response really has been just tremendous. So I imagine it's pretty fulfilling to be hearing some of these reactions, especially from people who really know the sport and live through some of this stuff.
Yeah. Listen, first of all, it's great to be here with you guys, Dan and Terry. I appreciate it. But yeah, I mean, I actually just got back from Paris and Madrid, two places that people don't really care about hockey, and the response there has been incredible. The press and, you know, people have seen the movie. So it just shows that, you know, this isn't, you know, although hockey fans are going to absolutely love this and sports fans, but it's really hitting, you know, much, much deeper than that even. And, you know, it's just at its core, just an incredible story, and it's incredibly emotional, but also has, you know, a backdrop of politics and, you know, geopolitics and culture. So I'm really appreciative of all the support I'm getting, and it's great to be here in Chicago. I actually am here for a couple of days doing some press. It's been awesome.
When did you first hear, did this idea reach you? You said, I want to do this. I would love to do this movie.
You know, it didn't happen right away. And in fact, it kind of built up as I grew up. But the first time I saw really the Soviets play was a VHS tape of 1987 Canada Cup, which is considered probably the greatest hockey of all time. But when I was 15, I saw it. First time I saw the Soviets play on the ice. And for me, it was like a religious experience growing up in North America. You know, I'd never seen anything like this. It was almost like watching the Beatles play, because it was like a creative revolution on the ice. You know, the way that the artistry that they displayed on the ice, and creativity, and, you know, passing. The other team barely touched the puck. You know, it was something I wasn't never seen before, and it really made an impression on me, and made me want to know a lot more about not just my own background. My parents are from the former Soviet Union, but just how these guys, you know, trained and how they lived and what they were doing over there at that time, and what ended up happening is it brought me into this whole new world of, you know, the Soviet Union, the rise and fall, the people, the country, how these people lived. And it became a story about the country and about geopolitics, mm-hmm. and how they used hockey, you know, as a propaganda tool, and the players were kind of unwilling participants in this, you know, and pawns in this system.
It's very easy to slip into reductiveness when it comes to a story like this. And we end up with something cartoonish, whether it is what people believed the Miracle on Ice represented, or whether it's even to the level of like a Rocky IV kind of thing. But what I think you hit on when you describe the actual hockey that's being played, not how they looked or how they were led or what they represented, but here where we thought these were all of these faceless automatons as pawns of government with all their names ending in V, and they couldn't tell them apart, and these stone-faced guys. It so happened, I think it's so important that you point out the hockey itself was absolutely gorgeous. It was different. It was artistry, as you say. It was art. And that even though these were supposed to be these evil, robotic communists, they were playing something that was transcendent, and it mattered, and it changed the game, even the game we watch now in the NHL.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it on the head. I think that it's sort of ironic that we call them robots and those names, because, like you said, I mean, it was the exact opposite. What you saw on the ice was cultural. It was you know, it was incredible. It was magic. It's something that we all, you know, everywhere they played, they sold out stadiums. You know, people wanted to, although they didn't admit it, they wanted to see this amazing display of, you know, like I said, collective creativity. And that has not been repeated, you know, since then. So it's really kind of an amazing achievement. Obviously, that they paid a massive price, and how they're treated, as you see in the film, is very unusual and sort of kind of a relic of that time, and in fact shouldn't be repeated. But there are lessons to be learned about how they achieve this and how these people lived, and also about Russia today, because what the film does is put the human face on this experience and the kind of culture and experiences that shape the leaders of Russia today, which, you know, I think in this day and age, it's important to figure that out as well. So
as you delved into this, is there anything about this as you know, you got ready for all this and researched it and did all the stuff you had to do that surprised you?
I mean, basically more or less everything. I mean, I was kind of led into this whole new world and, you know, the players really opened up to me, these Soviet legends, in a way that they've never really done in public. These aren't guys that really easily express their emotions and kind of, experiences. So I had to really dig deep and provoke them and, you know, get some interesting stuff, which, you know, you'll see the film. It's very personal, very emotional and kind of revealing. In fact, also, it's funny as well. There's a lot of kind of the relationship between myself and the main character is a little bit edgy. And sometimes he treats me with, you know, disregard. But it's very funny, and I think people will be entertained by this film. And it's a very unique film for the sports world. Nothing like it out there.
Is it Slava Fetisov you're talking about?
Yeah. He's a big politician now in Russia. He went back and is now, you know, he was Minister of Culture and now is a senator. But he's a big guy, and he's lived a tough life, but he's, you know, he's got a lot of confidence, and you see it on the screen. So
I know this might sound weird, Gabe, but knowing what we know about this team, and I know all the evidence is there about the Soviet dominance and what they did to dismantle good NHL teams. I mean, really good teams that were just playing a different but lesser brand of hockey. The fact that they lost in 1980 to a ragtag bunch of college kids, is the miracle on ice underrated as an upset? Was it actually a bigger upset than we think?
Well, there's two things I want to say about this. The first is that, you know, in sports, there's no way a team can go undefeated, and, you know, they lose sometimes, right? And you know, this was clearly a very lopsided event, and you know, the players will be the first to admit that they were overconfident and didn't really think that it would be a game at all. And they just, you know, all of a sudden the momentum shifts and you sort of can't get your way out of it. And that's sports, you know? So it is a miracle that they lost, but I mean, you know, sports upsets happen all the time. You know, this was sort of, you know, because the Soviets were so good, you know, the politics were so charged and, you know, our propaganda machine after they lost was so great that it became the greatest story in the history of sports to a degree. So that's one thing. I forgot the second part of the question, but
just saying,
I was going to say something else, but anyways.
Yeah. It struck me.
Oh yeah. Sorry guys. But another thing is that I think that in a way it's both the greatest miracle, but also a great tragedy for American sports. Cause what happened was we forgot, you know, how the incredible achievement of the Soviet teams and sort of what we can learn from that. Instead we focused on this, you know, underdog story, which is great, but at the same time, the legacy of Soviet hockey was completely vanished, you know, and people didn't focus on sort of how do we improve our sports and be more creative and interesting in our sports. Instead, we forgot everything about that.
I look at the Blackhawks connection to this too, Gabe, in a lot of ways. Not only that you had Adam Ragowin slowing you down as a line mate growing up, because you wouldn't really wish that on anybody, but the fact that here you have the Soviet players later reuniting in large part with the Detroit Red Wings, and there's Scotty Bowman, who as a pioneer of, for lack of a better term, the postmodern hockey style, incorporating what the Soviets did, understanding puck possession. Hell, we look at the advanced metrics now, and now you got people all over the league quantifying what possession means. So you had the Red Wings showing how, look, we're not going to punch people, we're not going to smash into people, and we are going to keep the puck from you, and we're going to outscore you and win. So now Bowman is with the Blackhawks. His son is running the Blackhawks. They have taken and even tweaked that particular style. But aren't we looking at a clear lineage here with the Blackhawks' style of play owing a debt to what the Soviets proved was better hockey?
That's very interesting. You know, I talked to Stan Bowman. He saw the film with his dad, and they loved it. And I was saying, you know, listen, the only team that I could, you know, compare this, the Soviet style, is the Hawks. And I say it in the media all the time, and, you know, how much I love watching Kane and those guys pass. And, you know, the flair, the beauty, the playmaking, you know, the unpredictability, which is a great part of great hockey, you know, and the Hawks display a lot of those qualities, and that's why they're so fun to watch. And, you know, I think they can do more, and more teams can, you know, encourage this kind of creativity and make the sport, you know, more fun to watch. And that's why the Hawks are. I mean, in a way, the Soviets were like, I say this, like five Patrick Kanes on the ice, you know, always creating, always, you know, doing something interesting with the puck and you know, trying to create various opportunities. And so that's why I love the Hawks so much.
I think, you know, you look at the big picture, Gabe, because this picture has been so well received, and you pointed out Paris loved it and everybody seems to love it. Is the pressure on now for the next one?
You know, no, not really. I mean, if anything, I hope this helps me get other things, you know, made a little bit easier. It's a tough industry, and, mm-hmm. you know, anything helps. So let's see what happens. But it'll never be easy, just like in sports, you know. I mean, there's always the next game, the next year, and you got to keep, you know, pounding the pavement and figuring things out. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully it's a good building block, though.
Last question, Gabe. As you mentioned, what's going on in the how apropos some of these things are regarding the current state of Russia, and with Vladimir Putin being somebody who politically came up in the old Soviet Union, in a lot of ways wants to reestablish these symbols of global dominance, if not actual global dominance, whether it's the Sochi Olympics or the imagery that he uses to describe Russia. Now that the walls have been knocked down literally and figuratively, and that hockey has been globalized and the players are everywhere in the NHL, what do you think it means to Russia to not have this kind of hockey be in any way proprietary anymore? It doesn't, the history belongs to them. But it's not. Yeah. But it's not theirs anymore. So is that? Is are there still sort of phantom pains there? Are they looking for the next thing?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That you really have an interesting observation. I think that, you know, hockey was a tool because they were so good at it, and they you know, had somebody in charge that was a genius. They you know, they were able to rely on that to kind of unify the country. One of the tools, right? It was chess, it was ballet, it was hockey, right? And it made people proud, you know, it unified them, that their culture is thriving and superior in various ways, and hockey was a tool, just like other government run. Everything was political in that society. Now, you know, hockey is just not the way it used to be there, and I know Putin is a big hockey fan. He even skates with Fetisov, and Fetisov's taught them how to skate, but they can't rely on that as like a real tool. In fact, their hockey is very chaotic and individualistic, and it's producing great individuals, but not great teams, and it reflects their country, you know. But so what is, you know, how is Putin sort of trying to unify his country and create pride? I think he's doing it any way he can. I know through the controlling the media, which is, you know, kind of a big power tool, and other, you know, sports is one way, but, you know, hockey is just not there yet. And, you know, we see in the media, there's a lot of ways that he's trying to do it. I mean, I think one way is through war. War is a classic political tactic, right? To mm-hmm. get everyone together and sort of, you know, rally behind that war effort. And there, it's incredible. I think he's, he's like at 80% approval rating. I don't know how accurate that is, but
so he says, right?
That's what he says. I would say this. Let's go again. That if you're, you know, because we see Putin enough to know this. If you are in the future are looking for like a creepy old man who doesn't mind taking his shirt off and carrying a gun, I'm your guy.
Oh, you're going to do it?
I volunteer myself for the next one. Yeah, I just like a creepy old guy with his shirt off and carrying a gun.
On top of a horse?
Yes, sure. And, oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. I'd do anything for you. Sure. On top of a horse.
It'd be a harness horse, not a Balmoral, but it's the only thing. Gabe, best of luck with everything.
Luck, my friend.
And I can't wait to see this movie. So
it's playing, guys, it's playing at the Music Box, the AMC River East and Highland Park Renaissance, and it'll be in other theaters soon. So,
well, we AMC River right East, we got no excuse. It's right here. Okay, good luck with everything. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks,
thank
Gabe.
You. Gabe Polsky, the director of Red Army, our guest on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Molly
and Hanley here. Right now you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. The Kraken has been released and a convicted woman beater just walked. Greg Hardy self-glossed himself with the nickname of a monster, and unfortunately he acts like one too. Domestic violence charges against the Panthers defensive end have been dropped because his ex-girlfriend has made herself disappear before the trial. So she cannot testify and the case gets dropped. The DA's office says they have information that there was a financial settlement between Hardy and the woman and that she intentionally made herself unavailable. So it looks like he got to her, scratched her a check, and made the whole thing go away. Simply because the charges were dropped does not mean he's innocent. It means she was not willing to cooperate. The man was found guilty of domestic violence, period. Don't get that twisted, and Carolina, do not bring him back. I'm Jim Rome.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all natural USDA certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Train for national carriers.
Terry Borgert, if you're still trying to make up your mind about what to give that special someone in your life for Valentine's Day, stop it. I know the pressure's on. She wants to impress her friends and she'd love to post a gift on Facebook. All that, sure. But that's why I'm here with an absolutely terrific deal from the good people at Sherry's Berries. Here's how it works. She gets a stunning bouquet of flowers delivered on the first day, and on the next day she gets a freshly dipped box of giant strawberries brought to her door. And all of it, just $39.99. Quick, easy, and you're the big winner. And yes, you heard right, all for just $39.99. The flowers, beautiful, romantic roses guaranteed to impress. And the berries, talk about scrumptious. They are dipped in chocolatey goodness, and you can top them with chocolate chips, a jacket of swizzle, or chopped nuts. They're enormous, fresh, and mouth-watering to the nth degree. I've had the strawberries here at the office, and they're an instant hit, lasting maybe a minute. Talk about a group of satisfied customers, and my wife, no less impressed, she loved the gift. So here's the only way you get this amazing Valentine's Day special, which is good today only. All you need to do is visit berries.com. That's B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my code word, BOERS, That's B-O-E-R-S. Oh, do it now.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Professionals.
Guys, Valentine's Day is Saturday, so if you really want to dominate this Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he is available exclusively at vermontsteddybear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, well, think again, because she is. She read the book and she cannot wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed. To dominate Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR. Or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them the score sent you.
Friday, join the Boers and Bernstein Show with Matt Abatacola filling in for Terry, live from Mickey Finn's, 345 North Milwaukee in Libertyville from 1 to 6. Stop by for your chance to win great prizes and see the guys do the show live. It's all at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's 3:27. We'll be doing the second half in a few moments here on Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And there's a few things I haven't got to. And actually, one involves kids sports.
Just as we were talking about what's going on.
Who knew?
Jackie Robinson West, and now the Little League, after saying, nope, matter's closed, we've investigated, we checked it all out, and everything is fine. And then people say, no, it's not fine, because we knew this was going on. This happened. This kid's from here, that kid's from there, and this kid's from here. And then the Las Vegas team says, whoa, who was from where? And now Little League says, okay, not fine.
The feel-good story of the summer could well disappear, and now we are again not united as a city.
That's it. The city is fractious and shattered and torn asunder.
And I blame you for that.
Why?
Because you are fractious and torn asunder in your own right.
No, just, blame DNA Info Chicago and the reporting of Mark Conkle, who did an unbelievable job with this. Yeah. The fact that the Trib is reporting on it now is only because of the job that the DNA Info Chicago did.
Well, nobody wanted to get near this stuff.
Exactly, because people didn't. People
hot
thought,
potato.
Hot garbage.
That's it. Nobody wanted to get near this. No. They wanted it to all be just what it was portrayed as. Fun, great. Parades, ceremonies, White House. You don't want that. Little League people, I tell you what, they got to show some balls here. They got to do what's right.
I don't know if they have any.
We'll see.
You can't say that you're meeting to look at it. This is the problem, again. You can't say, well, yes, we're reviewing the evidence.
Uh-huh.
When we know the evidence and then emerge from that room and say that nothing's going on
nothing's
here.
Nothing's going on.
They're trapped
it's,
now.
It's trapped.
Because I'm with you. I think the Las Vegas powers that be think they're coming out of this thing with some kind of recognition.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how, in all good conscience, you could just ignore this and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to let the title stand, but you're banned for a couple of years from participating in the tournament. You're out of the tournament for a couple of years. Well, first of all, I don't know if that solves anything. And second of all, what good does that do Las Vegas to the other teams they beat? What good does that do them? Well, they're gone next year. Well, it won't be the next year anyway.
Right. There's more than one other team that would say, well, wait, who
and again,
what?
We pointed out yesterday, if you want to do that, there are tournaments and leagues where they don't care who's playing. You can go anywhere and play these tournaments, and it happens all the time there. Nobody really takes you. It's taken for granted that something's going on. That's fine. It's fine. It doesn't have to be sanctioned by Little League. You just go play these tournaments. They're all over the place during the summer. I don't think everyone's sanctioned by Little League. You don't need to worry about it.
This specific one has geographical boundary rules that others don't. And your others, you can recruit from wherever you damn want. You want to fly in some Japanese kids to play for you? You can.
I would do that.
And you can show up at any of these tournaments, and that's who you be.
That's what I'll do.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The Wolves are home Friday at 7 and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Go to ChicagoWolves.com. Tonight, the Bulls at home against a Sacramento team in the midst of a head coaching transition. They fired Michael Malone recently. Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau says you can't let those distractions be a bother.
You know, whether it's your schedule, you know, there's trade talk, there's all kinds of things, you know, coaches, there's... So if you want to, you can choose to use an excuse almost every night.
Tonight, Mike Dunleavy will be a game-time decision. Kirk Heinrich is going to have to sit. Meanwhile, the Kings are reportedly close to hiring George Karl as their next head coach. Baseball White Sox outfielder Tony Campana likely done for the year after tearing his ACL during a workout. The Tigers' Victor Martinez has successful knee surgery. He is expected to be ready for opening day. Former UNLV coach Jerry Tarkanian hospitalized after having trouble breathing. It's the result of an infection. Tonight, Northwestern will take on Michigan State, and Notre Dame visits Clemson. Blackhawks coverage on The Score presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
The second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
So far on the first half of the show, we had that conversation with Gabe Polsky about the Red Army movie. We talked about the Bulls, the pointed comments from Tom Thibodeau that clearly are aimed at Pau Gasol.
Yes, they are.
Saying you're not allowed to be talking, stop talking and play better defense or you're going to get me fired. A little bit about the Doug McDermott thing, and that is Doug McDermott is a point of tension. I found out something from my Bulls guy that's very clear that there are the people who drafted Doug McDermott want him to play, and he's not playing him. We also discussed more of the advancing story regarding Jackie Robinson West and Little League officials
getting
now
to
saying,
that fun point
okay,
now.
Okay, yeah, well, maybe to that fun point going on now. And we're going to talk about it.
So while we're on the subject, ruling came down, Indiana High School Association has ruled that both Griffith and Hammond High will not be eligible for the state tournament. The two teams will not participate after a brawl the other night. And there's this huge fight involving players after a hard foul and then parents and everything else on the court. And so you see people who commented after the game. There's a woman who's very upset by all of it and no, embarrassed for the school. Okay. Then there's the guy that comes on and says, you know, here's the thing. We finally had a team that could match up with Hammond High, and this is what happens to us. We finally had a team that could match up to him if all these years. See, right there's the essence of the problem with all of it, because that's what people are thinking. They don't care that parents are trying to punch one another or that kids are trying to punch one another. It's not important to these people. It's that, dude, we finally had a team that could beat Hammond High, and what happens? They played all of about 3 minutes or something the other day, Saturday night. And when you look at the tape of this thing, I've seen tapes like this in other places, kids' football games, soccer games, where occasionally an official just gets killed. You punch him and he's out and he's dead. So hey, it's fine. You know, well, we had a good team. So, I mean, that's the kind of thinking. That's the kind of thinking that lets these things continue.
I'm sure you've seen by now the cover for this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I have.
It just shows the desperation of SI right now. If you're at the point now where you got to shave this poor woman's hoo-ha down and pull her pants all the way down to the very, very end there.
The tip
of
the iceberg?
You know, really? It's not like we've never seen one before.
I've never seen one.
I'm not quite sure what you think you're hiding from everybody. I mean, you've seen it before. You probably know what it looks like. I don't know if you think that this is going to sell more magazines or this particular picture is going to be in inside of more locker doors in high schools or on more dorm room walls, but...
Haven't they done that before, though? Hoo-ha?
Tyra Banks famously sort of had her thumb hooked. Not like this, because it's pulled down past, like, how should I put this? That if you
pulled
had,
on past the,
if you had pulled this down
the Mendoza line
in the 70s,
yeah,
you're about a good 5 inches too far already. Thank you. Yes, you've, thank you. If this is, you're talking about the going back to the great era of Cheryl Teagues and others, you're just way, way past where you can go. So. And it's probably could be airbrushed anyway, but I'm just
hairbrushed.
I'm certainly not a prude here, but my first thought was, oh, come on, really? I mean, I don't know really.
You are a prude.
I don't know what you're.
You're a prude. You don't want to see the hoo-ha. They start running the warning if you don't want this issue by 3 months before. But, you don't have to. Your children do not have to see her hoo-ha.
But a few clicks on a keyboard, you can see as many of them as you want. You know, hoo-ha.com and probably just...
Yeah, did you see the picture of Ronda Rousey? Is that her name? Is that your last name? Yeah. Ronda Rousey and Wozniacki are in there?
Yeah,
dude, look at the pictures.
Not really interested.
See, that's the thing. I mean, sometimes Wozniacki looks fine, and then other times, I didn't think she'd look great in this. All right, so the Padres make this big move for James Shields. They outbid the Cubs, and the Cubs only won him because him and Joe Maddon, they really got along, and Joe Maddon loved him. But, you know, even though they're in a very difficult division, very tough, you realize what the Padres' outfield is for next year? You know what they've done?
They've got Upton.
Justin Upton.
Kemp.
Matt Kemp. Will Myers.
That's right.
He's sort of, and who knows if he's any good, because he was good as a rookie, and then he was bad, and he got hurt, and he disappeared. But
that team's still weird, though.
You got Middlebrook's a pretty good player at third. I mean, I agree. And, you know, their pitching isn't bad either. It's not bad. So, I mean, I don't know if you can beat the Dodgers, but they're one of those creepy teams that when you watch them in the standings, everyone's they have this bounce where all of a sudden you look and the Padres are hanging around. You know, I don't know if this team, because Kemp is always hurt. I mean, if he stays healthy, it seems to me that in the right places, this team is deep enough. I don't know if they can beat the Dodgers. But I expect them to be pretty damn good.
Remember the discussions we were having about Dion Viciedo and why the White Sox couldn't trade him, why they had to release him, and
why
nobody's picked him up? And maybe my prediction will be fulfilled that he'll be the next Vladimir Ballantyne, the next great major league washout Japanese slugging star. I'm standing by that. And this is Baseball Prospectus, who said the Reds considered him. Power hitters can be hard to come by. Players who crank 21 homers and collect 46 extra base hits don't often get released the following winter, like Dion Viciedo, who's the exception to that rule. Vicieto, in his hard-to-find thump, became a late winter free agent. Trouble is, besides punishing mistakes up in the strike zone, Vicieto has very few major league caliber skills.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Nice platoon bat against lefties, but most of the value he provides washes away if he's forced to wear a mitt. The Cuban is a lawn ornament in the outfield and has only 15 big league appearances at first base. Though to his credit, he has yet to make an error at that spot. Suffice it to say, Vicieto would fit best with an American League club that needs a platoon DH. And the Reds thought about it, but decided not. So with 3 years and 123 days of service time, Vicieto, who turns 26 on March 10th, would be under his next employer's control for 3 years. However, barring a significant rebound, he'll be a non-tender candidate again after 2015. Expect a handful of teams beside the Reds to phone Vicieto's agent, Scott Boras, in the coming days. So I ask you, do you think he lands a major league job?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's second half. We do it every damn day. We always ask what you think of this or the other things we've been talking about, including a lot of the Bulls early on and then a lot of Jackie Robinson West problems. Big decision by the end of this week that people in this town may not like very much. May not be exactly what you're looking for. 312-644-6767. Boras and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Day, so I'm going to let you in on a little secret for Valentine's Day, available only at pajamagram.com. And I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek. They also give you easy access. And just like you, they are always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me, they'll say. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at pajamagram.com. Every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't even have to wrap. And Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Pajamagram.com or 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
Guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Valentine's delivery is guaranteed, so call 1-800-829-BEAR or click the banner to visit VermontTeddyBear.com. Guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com.
That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him. And you. Valentine's delivery is guaranteed, so call 1-800-829-BEAR or click the banner to visit VermontTeddyBear.com.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Radio.com, your 24/7 interactive network for news, sports, and music. Listen to more than 300 radio stations from around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
And you hopefully have built the right habits to allow yourself to have success when you get to the playoffs. But it doesn't happen if you're not doing all the right things along the way. And then all of a sudden you get there at the end and you think, okay, well, you know, the results will be good. Well, if you haven't done the work, you can't expect to have good results.
That's Tom Thibodeau sending a message. We believe to the big Spaniard. And probably anybody else who cares to listen, Boys of Brinson, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. After the top of the hour, I believe Phil Rosenthal is still on, I believe. We're going to see it. We're going to talk to him and see, make sure he hasn't been hit by a missile before he joins us.
Always dodging RPGs. Always.
Because the thing about, you know, this business and just life in general, and it happens. So that, we're just going to talk a little bit about enhancing your life the wrong way. Anyway, he'll join us. One of our favorite guys that just talk anything with. So,
hey, Tanny, there are several listeners noticing via text that you were using Kanye West as music beds and wondering if they're, what the editorial comment was from you.
No comment. Today is the 11th anniversary of his debut album, The College Dropout.
Okay.
Plus, I thought it was good since I'll be taking him to the woodshed at 4 o'clock. So after yesterday, we're talking about him.
Oh, so. I see. So oh. We're previewing what we're going to hear for the 4 o'clock rejoin.
I got to balance it out because it was a great album and he's still a great producer. But we had a little fun at his expense yesterday, so we'll hear some of that.
Well, because he's an asswipe. I mean, he's just a horrible dude. So
he's just ignorant. He just doesn't understand. There was a tweet last night from, is it Mark Ronson? The guy who does the Uptown song with Bruno Mars. It's a terrific song, by the way. That he said, I should find the
Peach action. Loves Bruno Mars.
Who doesn't? You don't?
I wouldn't say love, no. I like him, but I wouldn't say love him.
What's not to love?
I know. He's 3 feet tall and rising.
This is the tweet from Mark Ronson. Yeah. Beck is pretty much the living embodiment of artistry in our industry. His win is a triumph of art over commerce regarding Beck. And that's really good. And Lawrence, I think, said this off the air. I don't know if he later said it on the air, but he and I were talking about it. And he said that Kanye West is too stupid to realize that musically he has a lot more in common with Beck than he does with Beyonce. So it just comes off as musically stupid.
No, to take just, that stance. He's just sticking up for Beyonce because that's just the way he is. He's just sticking up for
his friends. Yeah, but that's not what he did, though. Because the fact is he tried to make a musical case, which fails.
Yeah, later on
because
he doesn't
even understand music, his own proximity to what Beck does.
I know. He just doesn't think she gets attention enough.
East Side, David is on the score.
Hi, guys. I just have a statement about the whole Jackie Robinson situation. I was just wondering from this point of view in regards to this whole thing that I was a player agent last year in a neighboring league, and I know the paperwork that has to be done to get one of these all-star games or one of these all-star rosters in order. And as you advance, it gets more and more in-depth where they check everything out. You know what I mean? And the question I have is, as these children are advancing, the parents on the team all knew about these kids that weren't their jurisdiction. And I was wondering how, when nobody talks about how the parents never took responsibility and to be involved in this and say, wait a minute, you know, we know that these kids aren't from our area. We know that they're outside our jurisdiction. Or the children that were involved in this that didn't make the team.
That was never going to happen in a million years.
Right, because what happens is they recruit the kids and they tell the parents, don't worry about it, we got this. It's all fine.
Yeah, they're never going to
happen. But my question is that as you're playing these games, you see the same parents at every game. They're there. You start talking to the parents. I mean, you know that. You start talking, whether you're talking about schools. And if one kid says, I go to school X, and this kid says, I go to school Y, that's in Lansing, or it's in Southound. Wait a minute, how does that happen?
Right, everybody knew.
But they knew that. What do you think, they didn't know that? You think they didn't know that until they gathered
No, I'm not saying they didn't know, but I'm saying the rest of the parents in the association, that the children that didn't make the team. I mean, I think that they are the ones that are hurting out of this as much as anybody, because what these adults did is...
No, that's true. They take spots from legitimate kids within that jurisdiction.
Yeah, the legitimate kids, though, wouldn't have made it to the championship.
Right. If you actually played with those players, then you wouldn't be famous. In Lake Bluff, here's Dave on the score.
Hey, guys. That girl who's on the cover of the SI, she's dating Derek Jeter.
Yes.
He just doesn't stop. He didn't.
Why
retire.
Should he? Why should he stop?
Is there a time limit?
Now we know what he's doing in retirement.
Well, I mean, why... He didn't get any uglier.
His run just is incredible. It's a Hall of Fame run. I don't know if his exploits off the field are more Hall of Fame worthy than the ones on the field.
Oh, they are.
Have a good day, guys.
They are. There's no doubt he's much more of a Hall of Famer than he is at a big boy table at the Baseball Hall of Fame. I mean, he'll make it. He deserves to be in. But no, that other Hall of Fame, you better believe it.
For years and years and years and years and years.
Yes, that is.
I'm sure there's somebody that can. Oh, I'd have to think about it. Somebody that could match him that's been in that position. But it would be difficult, I guess, if you think about it. If you go back in time a little bit. But he, you can't argue with him.
No, and debonair about it,
And he's
too.
Not at baseball's big boy table either. That's correct.
He's not.
He's not. Sitting.
He's not because he can't field. Yeah, but it's not just the fact that he's dated the A-list of the A-list when it comes to babes. It's just the way he goes about his business. There's never any sordid scandals. There's never the, like, Tiger Woods stupidity and silliness.
Well, he's not married,
And he doesn't have people throwing dishes at him. You never hear these. In this day and age, he can live that life. And not have people on some jilted lovers on the covers of magazines bitching about him.
It's true.
Right?
That's true.
I mean, think about that accomplishment. It's not just that he's done it. He's done it well. I have much more respect for him there than overall relative to other great baseball players.
Yeah, I think that, you look at that and you say, okay, but and Tiger, what was his number when he went to Arizona to talk about his sexual, it was like 123, it was 123 or 132, whatever it was, and he had to describe every one of them. I'm sure of that 123, my guess would be there were probably 100 All-Stars on that list. You know what I mean? My guess would be for Tiger, because I think that'd be a pretty good list too. But see, the difference there is he had a marriage problem.
He had the marriage problem.
He
didn't have the Tiger. Also, his tastes were odd. Remember, everything came out about the hair pulling and the Ambien and some of this. You never. There's never any sordid details to Jeter. The worst thing we got is people said the gift basket and the car home and the private chef making omelets to order the next morning.
Yeah.
You know, there was a whole sort of procedure there. It was like staying at a great hotel. I mean, hell, you might want to go home with him just for the breakfast. You know, not even bother with anything else. I mean, I know you probably have to give up a little something, but you might get Eggs Benedict out of the deal, which could be terrific anyway.
So to speak.
I'll go home with him if I can get Eggs Benedict. Because there's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
That's one of the great pleasures in life.
Yeah, he gives him great Eggs Benedict. But I think there's a...
cell phone pictures.
Yeah, he does.
Patrick Kane stories. None of it.
Yeah. Well, Kaner is a different guy, though.
Yeah, that is true.
And he won't get married till Taser gets married.
Why?
You're asking me? What? That's what he said. Because they asked him about marriage. He's been going with the same girl for 3 years now. Very attractive.
Why does he have to
they
wait
asked
for
him when's his marriage coming across, because he was saying how much she means to him, just in keeping him, you know, centered and settled and all the other stuff. And he said, no, he's not getting married till Taser does.
This email from Parker, who says, there is something very disturbing about the way the Little League World Series is packaged and all the attention it generates. You could smell the Jackie Robinson West disaster from 100 miles away. It was embarrassing how invested Chicago became. Anyone who's ever been involved in youth baseball should have known better than to hope that Jackie Robinson West was anything but a well-polished fraud.
Yeah, I always thought that, good teams years ago, they're good teams, but they couldn't do that. You know what I mean? They're good players at most positions, but not like that. Yeah, just not like that, you know? And pretty good pitching, but not, you know, not that good. You know, they could do it, but they couldn't. Yeah, I thought so from a distance. So that can't be true. But then, you know, what am I? Because then if you say that, then you're a bad guy.
We're Boers and Bernstein. We're bad guys. You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
Guys, need to spice up your man cave with new swag? Man Cave Daily has got you covered. Enter now for a chance to win the ultimate prize package. You'll get an Omaha Steaks family bundle, video games, Nivea men's shaving package, a pinups and pitbulls calendar, as well as head-on sports supplements. Let Man Cave Daily make your man cave winter ready. Enter now at mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes. That's mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local